Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are going through the Songs of Ascent right now, and we're in Psalm 134 in the New International Reader's Version. Before I say this verse out loud and pray for you, I just felt compelled to talk to those of you who struggle with insomnia. I am raising my hand as a fellow insomniac, and I have prayed a lot of prayers in the middle of the night, mostly, sadly to confess, they are, please help me sleep. But I also have been woken up in the middle of the night to pray. And so for those of you on those midnight watches, or you're just having a hard time falling asleep, I hear you, I see you, and I am praying for you right now because I understand that struggle so much. All right, here is Psalm 134. All you who serve the Lord, praise the Lord. All you who serve at night in the house of the Lord, praise Him. Lift up your hands in the temple and praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. He is the maker of heaven and earth. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, we keep seeing this phraseology throughout these ascent psalms that you are the maker of heaven and earth, and that is such a beautiful thing to camp on for a little while. Lord, everything I see as I look out my window and I'm recording this podcast, I see my green lawn and my blooming flowers and my spent peach tree. And I thank you for making the earth and the fact that there are seeds and there are birds and there are gardens that can grow and food that can grow from the earth for all of us. As I sit down to a dinner, I can thank you for creating the earth that supplies the food that we need. But not only that, you're aware of the birds of the air who do not sow or gather into barns, and yet you feel you feed them. That's it. You feed them. And the next part of that verse is that how much more will He not care for you, O ye of little faith? And so, Lord, help us to trust you for the provision that comes from the earth and from your hand. Lord, you also made the heavens. When we look up into the night sky in particular and see all the stars and the moon and the distant planets through a telescope, or some of the beautiful images we've seen from the telescope in the heavens, or some of the things we've seen as the rover is on Mars, it's outstanding to me to think about. Just think about the fact that your mind and your hands and your word spoke those things into existence. Help us to live today in holy awe of our Creator who made the heavens and the earth. Lord, thank you so much that we can lift our hands up in surrender as we praise you. You know, when I first became a Christian and I started to visit various churches, there was a few of those churches where people raised their hands, and initially I was confused by that and I didn't understand it. But as I've read through your word, there's a lot of instances where worship and hands raised are together. And I do feel like that is it's a vulnerable position. It's a place of surrender. I'm not putting anything between me and you, Lord. I'm welcoming you. I'm placing my arms outwardly to welcome your embrace. And so, Lord, I know for some that's hard to do, and that's okay, but just thank you that there is scriptural backing for those who like to raise their hands. Lord, teach us what it means to praise you, especially in the congregation. So we have had a year, of praising in our homes and worshiping isolated, and now some of us, or many of us, are going back to those places of fellowship, and it feels a little awkward and it's been a little strange, but there's something really beautiful about corporate worship. And I just pray, Lord, that you would retrain us to love it, retrain us to value it and not to take it for granted. I know, Lord, that's something I realized during the pandemic, was just how much I took for granted the fact that I could gather with a group of believers. And in light of that, Lord, I also pray for those right now around the world who have to sneak around to gather, that it's such a holy privilege, but it's a dangerous privilege. And so, Lord, we pray for the persecuted church right now, and we pray for your favor upon them. We pray for those who are in prison for their faith. We pray for those who are far from you, who need to know you, but they're in a dark country that does not have very much witness. And in those places, Lord, you have been so gracious to visit people in dreams and to woo them to yourself. And so, Lord, we just say, do more of that and rescue those folks in Jesus' name. I pray all of that and all the things that I said, including for those who are struggling with insomnia, I pray in Jesus' name for healing and hope and restoration. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And I just want to do a special shout out to all of you who have been patrons for so long, even since the beginning of this podcast. It has helped sustain the podcast. It pays for what William does. Hi, William. He goes through all of these episodes. He listens to my voice a lot. He's probably very tired of my voice, but he engineers the episodes. And then, hey, Kristen. Kristen does a lot of work behind the scenes as well, and your support helps pay for what they do. So thank you so much for that. And I hope today is a day that, first of all, that you were sleeping last night and that you're well rested today to enjoy the presence of God out in nature, who He who made the heavens and the earth.